KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, windy, and 43 degrees. A wind advisory continues for most of the KJAN listening area. For Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery counties, the wind advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. For the rest of us, that's until 7 p.m. Winds up to 45 miles per hour can be expected today, making some interesting travel conditions. Well, in an update to our story last hour, a rollover accident involving a semi this morning at the I-80, I-680 split in Pottawatomie County has eastbound traffic being rerouted from just south of Neola Exit 23 interchange. The detour takes drivers through Neola north on Railroad Highway and reconnects with Interstate 680. Crews, meanwhile, are working to clear that wreck. The Atlantic RAGBRAI Committee has announced that vendor forms are now being accepted for RAGBRAI 2019. The forms can be found online at www.atlanticragbrai.com or at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 102 Chestnut Street. The fee for a local nonprofit vendor is $100. Fees for local for-profit vendors is $300. For any non-local vendor wishing to participate in Atlantic RAGBRAI, the fee will be $700. There is a $100 refundable cleanup deposit and $50 electrical fee for vendors that need electricity. Bailey Smith, Atlantic RAGBRAI committee member, said the committee wanted to make sure local vendors benefited from the RAGBRAI experience. RAGBRAI brings 15,000 to 20,000 people to our community, she said, all of whom love nothing more than to support a local vendor. By keeping the booth fee low, she said, we're confident our local vendors and nonprofits will have an extraordinary day. If you're interested in lending a helping hand, fill out the volunteer form also at the AtlanticRAGBRAI.com site. The website will continue to be updated with information regarding housing, entertainment, maps, T-shirts, and more. Atlantic last hosted RAGBRAI in 2011, generating proceeds that benefited four local nonprofits. This year, four local nonprofits will again benefit from the success of RAGBRAI. They include the Atlantic Police Department, Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, Atlantic Community Schools Booster Club, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The Atlantic RAGBRAI Committee will continue to meet regularly to plan various activities for the July 21st overnight celebration. The Creston Police Department reports a Lorimore man was arrested Wednesday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 46-year-old Alex Sellen was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $5,000. And a Creston woman reported to police Wednesday morning that sometime during the day on Tuesday, a package was delivered to her apartment building in the 1500 block of North Lincoln Street was stolen. The loss was estimated at $170. Creston police said yesterday there were two arrests on Tuesday. 33-year-old Trell Peterson of Messina was arrested for driving while barred. He was subsequently released on a $2,000 bond. And 35-year-old Nicole Reinhardt of Creston was arrested Tuesday for theft in the fifth degree. She was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. Police in Red Oak say a man was arrested Wednesday night on an OWI charge. 50-year-old Gregory Allen Riley of Red Oak was arrested for OWI first offense at around 7:23 p.m. following a traffic stop. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Red Oak woman was arrested on a warrant Wednesday. At around 1:43 p.m., deputies arrested 28-year-old Carly Marie Whitaker of Red Oak on a valid Iowa District Court warrant for contempt, resist order, or process of district court. Whitaker was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency Director Brian Hammond yesterday said thanks to a generous donation from the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation, the Montgomery County EMA has received a new utility terrain vehicle, or UTV, valued at more than $24,000. The Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation was founded in 2005 in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina with a mission to impact the life-saving capabilities and the lives of local heroes in their communities. Hammond said the UTV will allow them to rapidly respond to emergencies and disasters faster and more effectively when time is critical and conditions warrant the use of smaller vehicles. He said the Montgomery County EMA continues to seek additional funds as well to purchase a medical slide-in unit to transport sick and injured persons on the UTV to waiting ambulances, as well as a dedicated trailer for the UTV. Montgomery County Community Foundation and Casey's General Stores have contributed towards that phase of the project with more grants and donations pending. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will meet soon with some Iowa lawmakers to discuss how much state funding may be needed for flood recovery efforts. Reynolds met in Malvern Monday with local officials, and she said some funding may be needed in the current budgeting year as well as next year.
We are trying to look for innovative ways that we can expedite the process so that we can get the water drained, get the water treatment facilities up and going, the sewer get rid of the debris and then how we move forward. So there's a couple different ways we're looking at doing that, and we'll have something probably released later this week.
The state has an economic emergency fund, but Reynolds has not indicated whether she'll call for that to be tapped this year to cover flood-related damage. Once federal funds are approved for disaster recovery, states and local governments we'll have to come up with matching funds for public facilities, including roads and bridges.
We want to get it right, and there's still areas where we can't even assess what the damage is right now.
According to the governor, the Army Corps of Engineers has indicated they have the money to cover initial repairs for key levees that were damaged by the Missouri River flooding. Democrats in the Iowa Senate have been calling for a $50 million state flood relief package. Republicans in the legislature say they'll follow the governor's lead in drafting a spending plan to respond to the disaster. Atlantic Trees Forever spokesperson Dolly Bergman said Wednesday that spring tree vouchers are now available from Atlantic Trees Forever. The tree vouchers, she says, are a great way to help individuals with the cost of purchasing a tree to plant. The vouchers are worth $30 off the price of a tree and can be obtained at Pomosa Farms north of Atlantic. Bergman advised there are a limited number of vouchers available, and officials at Pomosa Farms could help you determine what kind of tree would do best for your location. The business is located at 50979 Buck Creek Road in Atlantic. Bergman suggests you contact the owner, Tim Rivas, at area code 402-659-1213 before driving out to the farm to make sure someone is available to help you, since he and his employees may be out planting trees. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has rejected a petition filed by environmental groups that asked the agency to withdraw the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Authority to manage a program designed to limit water pollution. Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, the Iowa chapter of the Sierra Club, an environmental integrity project, filed a petition in 2007 asking for tougher fines, penalties, and inspections and Clean Water Act permits for large animal confinement operations, or CAFOs. The EPA found some of the complaints valid and in 2013 entered into a five-year work plan with the Iowa DNR to bring its oversight program into compliance with federal regulations. The environmental groups say they've received notice on Wednesday that the EPA is satisfied with the DNR's progress and declines to revoke the state's Water Quality Enforcement Authority. Iowa CCI accused the agency of whitewashing the problem. Iowa is the nation's largest pork producer with more than 23 million pigs on farms. Environmental groups say frequent manure spills contribute to increasing water quality program. Well, for the second time, only the second time in its history, the National Pork Producers Council has canceled the World Pork Expo in Des Moines. Jim Monroe, the council's communications director, said the decision was made out of an abundance of caution.
We think the chances that African swine fever could spread to the U.S. swine herd by holding the event are very, very remote, but we can't say that it's zero.
African swine fever is a viral disease that causes high death rates in pigs. It does not present human health or food safety risks. Monroe says an outbreak of the disease in the U.S. would be a devastating economic blow to the livestock industry.
There's already a challenging environment that pork producers are operating in, and if we had an outbreak of African swine fever or foot and mouth disease, for example, that would immediately close our export markets.
The National Pork Producers Council has hosted the World Pork Expo since 1987. The only other time the annual event was canceled was in 2001, when foot and mouth disease was detected in Europe. Despite the expo's cancellation, the National Swine Registry, Certified Pedigree Swine, and American Berkshire Association are still planning a live hog show at the Iowa State Fairgrounds that typically runs in conjunction with the World Pork Expo. The groups have been working to confirm logistics for the event from June 2nd through the 8th and will provide those to exhibitors once all the details are finalized. The Glenwood Police Department reports two arrests. 48-year-old Lonnie Richardson of Glenwood was arrested Wednesday for providing false identification information, driving under suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance. His cash or surety bond was set at $5,900. On Tuesday, 35-year-old Anthony Anglin of Glenwood was arrested under Mills County warrant for probation violation. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.